Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, I think the prior segment really demonstrated the truth of what Jimmy and I have been talking about for the past 4 or 5 years. America is a free country, but that freedom is really being snipped in the bud, in my opinion. And this thing with Elon Musk wanting to buy basically controlling interest in Twitter, and he's obviously totally opposed by Zuckerberg, who's not Twitter, he's Facebook, obviously, but he's obviously totally opposed by people who want to control, and I got to stress that, control the amount of free speech in this country. Jimmy, please continue, bud.
Yeah, I think the basic premise here is that if you can control the narrative, if the major corporations can control the narrative, if the government can control the narrative, then they can achieve whatever goals they want. And if they can influence people, and there's been great success at some of that we've seen around the world, where there, you know, these influence operations and information operations with the technology today and algorithms actually influence people into decisions that maybe not in their best interest, but are financially very beneficial for these powerful, very powerful investment companies. And of course, the big prize out there, which is a Chinese market, you know, basically 1.4 billion people and the opportunity for a growing market out there and big growth. These corporations no longer care about the basic principles in free speech or the basic principles outlined in the Constitution of the United States. And now it appears that even our government entities are beginning to support those corporations because of the ability for them to both influence through the narrative, but also to buy influence through, you know, basically, if you will, not just corruption, but lobbying and making an argument and silencing the arguments against them. And that's what's so threatening right now to these powerful entities, the potential of someone like Elon Musk allowing a free speech platform out there would undermine their entire ability to influence and control, which they believe that they can use these tools like Facebook and, of course, the silencing closing down websites from, you know, Google and Microsoft and these corporations that do that at Apple, where they actually shadow ban different voices and views to keep them out, that might contradict their objectives.
Yeah.
This is how corrupt our system has become. I truly believe that there are people willing to fight and make a difference. I think a good example of that is Project Veritas and James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
And I think there's some very interesting information on that this week.
Let's talk about that right now, Jim.
Yeah, so James O'Keefe runs Project Veritas. Project Veritas, fairly conservative organization that tries to attempt to force transparency out there.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, probably the American version of, you know, WikiLeaks. And what he does is he sends people in to infiltrate different organizations, exactly what 60 Minutes used to do with CBS News, mm-hmm. and get video evidence of different types of actions that may not be in everyone's best interest or potentially be illegal. Now, what happened was Project Veritas was given a diary that was apparently from Joe Biden's daughter.
Yeah.
And with that, they tried to verify it. They did not publish it. They actually gave it over to law enforcement. But since that time, law enforcement has raided his offices, raided his personal home, raided the homes of his journalists that were involved. And then more importantly, which has just been disclosed this week, the Department of Justice and the FBI used surveillance techniques through surreptitious methods to spy on his organization's emails all the way down to his personal security detachment. They did it by hiding those requests through multiple judges in order to get approval so that no judge would see the number of requests that might show what's happening and might say, might cause questions to be asked. This is absolutely criminal activity and politically oriented activity from the Department of Justice and the FBI in order to protect Joe Biden and his daughter from what turns out to be a true and real diary that makes Joe Biden look very bad.
Surreptitiously, of course.
Yeah, well, and not only this, but when you get what has been going on with the Hunter Biden laptop, where right. The major corporate media outlets and our leftist propagandists and the U.S. government and the Department of the Justice and the FBI, including Bill Barr under Trump, silenced and allowed, including the intelligence agencies in the United States, allowed the narrative to go forward that was a Russian disinformation campaign, that Hunter Biden's laptop, which shows extensive criminal and corrupt activity, if not morally decrepit activity, with apparently some very crazy things out there, but showed Joe Biden basically taking funding and money through Hunter Biden and his family and his brother Jim from the Chinese, from yeah. Ukrainian oligarchs, and from people all over the world. And they silenced that before the election. They said nothing about it. Our government entities who had the document, had the actual laptop for a year prior, never validated it, covered it up, allowed the narrative to go forward in some way that would undermine the election outcomes, along with everything else that's going on right now, is incredibly disturbing to see. And many, many people are hopefully beginning to wake up and see something is definitely wrong here in Washington and in the United States.
Well, it's a long way to Tipperary, as they say, and I want to tell you, it's a long way to getting this whole mess straightened out, but I think we're starting to kick a dent in it on this particular program, Jimmy. I really believe that. We've been doing this for 2 or 3 years. We have a blog, as you are very active on, that has some incredible insights from our listeners. All we can do, aside from taking the violence to the streets, which I am absolutely not willing to do, that is against the law, that is immoral, but you can certainly put the word out there. And Jim, with your effort, and to an extent my effort, we are very definitely putting the word out there. There's no question about that. The only thing that's going to change our country into our country's direction, pardon me, is if we can keep making people aware of what's actually going on right now. You know, it's amazing to me, but yet you really have to put in an effort to be able to talk about what's actually going on. Too many people remain uninformed because they're just simply not intuitive. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to support their families. They're just doing what people in America tried to do for years and years and years. And because of that, people who are really trying to make an effort and clean up the country, make it an honest, honest place, like Elon Musk, are simply having one hell of a hard time. Jim, got about a minute and a half. Wrap it up, bud.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right that people are disconnected. Part of it is they're just fed up with it.
Yep.
There are just so many people that don't trust the system anymore. And that's really unfortunate. And of course, after the 2020 election, you have half the country that says, what happened? How could that possibly happen? And the other half, or at least the vocal minority, right, screaming, oh my gosh, if you question that, something's wrong. If you question the outcome of that election, you're a traitor.
Right.
Or you're some sort of person that's going to undermine the democracy.
Yeah.
Well, the whole point is to actually open up and be transparent. And that's what we have to do. And people do have to get involved. They have to wake up. And thankfully, and I say this again, thank God for Joe Biden, because he is so incompetent, his staff is so incompetent, that Americans are actually seeing the truth and the facade and the lies behind what's happening in Washington. And they're really pushing back people are beginning to realize that this gas issue, these wars, what happened in Afghanistan, the border, all that makes a difference in their daily lives, and they've got to take action. And it looks and appears like this administration is going to suffer badly in 2022 elections.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.